And this morning I have our candidate, Adam Roberts, and I'm speaking with him now. And he's contesting both the mayoral and councillor positions in the election for the Port Macquarie Hastings electorate. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, Christine. Thank you for having me on.
It's a pleasure. Firstly, can you briefly tell our listeners who Adam Roberts is?
So Adam Roberts, I think for me, the most important element of my life is being a dad. I've got two amazing children, Jackson and Paige, teenagers now, 17 and 15. I'm also a husband. My wife, Christy, and I have been married for 19 years. So family man, number one. Number two, I actually do a bit of cooking and hospitality and teaching. I'm a professional barbecuer. They call me a pit master. So basically I cook meat or veggies or seafood over fire and then teach other chefs how to do the same, write cookbooks, and I'm also a city councillor with Port Macquarie Hastings Council and try and manage all of those roles at the same time.
Do you have any spare time?
There's not a lot of spare time. I'm pretty happy with the balance, and I think just staying positive every day and just taking each day as it comes, it's a really good way of living life.
Indeed. Well, thank you for that. Adam, you have a team of five who are on your team, and what do you and your team envisage for the council's future?
Yeah, that's right. So I'm leading a team of six, so five others, including myself. We've all got business backgrounds, been plugged into our community in the local area for as long as we've been alive, really. So our focus would be continuing the work that we've seen over the last 3 years, in particular with record spending on roads and infrastructure, tidying up our parks and gardens, and then adding some more footpaths to our footpath network as well. We have recognised that there's a lot of money needed to be putting in, I guess, as quickly as possible to our ageing sporting infrastructure. So that's going to be a big focus for us. But the issues that I'm hearing around the place at the moment are probably more around traffic congestion, trying to find ways of minimising that. And also the cost of living crisis is still having a bit of an effect on people out there. So we'll try and address as many of those issues as possible over the next 4 years.
And your team, can you briefly outline there?
Yeah, so we've got Danielle Maltman and Josh Slade. So they're current councillors as well. So they've gone through the last 3 years making some good decisions in as far as helping deliver record amounts of infrastructure, tidying up the place, as I said. We've also got Chris Kirkman, Kylie Vanderlei, and we've also got Evan O'Brien. So all these guys have been plugged into our community for sometimes generations, depending on family connections, local business, and huge networks behind those guys as well. So it's a bit of a dream team for me to be running with.
Well, that's good. You chose them, obviously.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yes. Well, I think it's important that you have a team that you can work with.
Yep.
I note in your information that you did not mention about encouraging the community to vote no to the referendum question of reducing councillors.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you supporting that?
So personally, I'll be voting yes. We've got one state member, we've got one federal member, we've got nine elected councillors. I think there's a trend worldwide to go to smaller boards to help cohesion, but also quicker and more efficient decision making. But on this one, my team knows they can vote whichever way they like on this one, so we're not pushing yes or no. I know I'll personally be voting yes, but everyone's open to their own views on that one. So the community really have the opportunity here to put their ideas forward, and whatever the outcome of this one, I'll certainly be taking note, and whatever the decision is, we'll respect that one.
So what do you feel is the correct amount of councillors to have?
I think if you look at local government more generally, some councils with a really small population have up to 13 councillors, and that's a lot of people.